Stopping the Black Vulture. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The black vultures continue to be an issue with the cattle and sheep producers in Tennessee as well as many other states.
Congressman Scott Desjarlais, representing Tennessee's 4th Congressional District, is trying to help farmers get solutions to stopping the continuing problem that black vultures are causing to livestock around the state. He's a member of the House Agriculture Committee and recently brought the issue up to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack in a committee hearing.
They actually will attack newborn animals by poking out their eyes and then consuming them. They also will attack the backside of cows, causing damage and sometimes death. Of these in Tennessee last year, there was estimated about a $4 million loss, and other states such as Kentucky, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Florida, Louisiana, South Carolina, North Carolina all had similar such problems.
These black vultures, unlike turkey vultures that have been around Tennessee for some time, have grown from basically nothing some 30 years ago to a major problem today. And the problem is that they are protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, and farmers can get a permit from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that would allow up to a 10% kill, but that permit expires each year on March 31st and costs $100. Congressman Desjarlais is trying to speed up that process that would allow access to those permits online.
And I brought that up on behalf of the Tennessee Cattlemen's Association and a lot of people who have been calling. And so we're trying to get an online permitting process that will last for 3 years. Don't really know why they have to pay a $100 application fee, but Secretary Vilsack said that he liked the sound of that and be willing to work with us.
Well, besides the issues with livestock, black vultures are also causing problems for homeowners and businesses, tearing off shingles and caulking and damaging TVA power lines and other structures. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.